by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to In Your Backyard. It's a little rainy today. It's beautiful weather, though, for gardening. And Florida, we love when it rains. That's what we need. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and environmental consultant. I love to help people with their backyards. You're welcome to give us a call, 787-9523, if you're in the garden area. And today's show is going to be very exciting. I have everyone from Lee Moore. He's the chemical division manager for Sunnyland Corporation, to Jan Johnson. She is a garden author of Gardentopia. Today, so we're going to have a lot of great information for you so that you can make your backyard, your front yards, just as beautiful as can be. And so I would just welcome you, give a call. You can also check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, social media, Pinterest, and you can email me at my website, which is www.she-consulting.com. With me right now is Lee Moore. He is the chemical division manager for Sunnyland Corporation. It's a family business. Good afternoon, Lee. Thank you for coming on today.
Hi, Teresa. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's just a pleasure. And one of the reasons I'm excited to have you on is that Sunnyland has a whole new line of all-natural products for the lawn and for the landscape. And you're going to give us a little bit of background about it. But first, I always brag when I go out and I talk to my audiences and I'm doing talks and presentations that Sunnyland Fertilizers is one of the oldest fertilizer companies in the United States.
Yes, we're actually celebrating 135 years this year, established in 1884, and we're pretty proud of that. I do believe we're one of the oldest fertilizer companies in the country. I can't confirm that, but I know for a fact that not many are older.
I agree with you. And it's also a family business. You're the third generation.
Yes, ma'am. My actually third generation from the second family. The Chase family ran the business for many years, and then my grandfather, through a few years, took over as president. And my father is now president, CEO, and I run our fertilizer division.
That's great. And I even see you out in the stores. You actually go out to Lowe's and Home Depot, and you help customers select fertilizers.
Oh, absolutely. It's great to be with the customers. You know, when you're selling a bag of fertilizer in that store and it has good results and all that stuff, you could be turning a customer for life.
Sure.
So even though it seems like it's one bag, it's definitely not in the long run. Very important.
I understand that. I agree with it. So tell us about fertilizers, the all-natural line, because this is the time of the year we want people to go ahead and take care of their lawns as they're starting to grow and get ready for the summertime. What about all-natural fertilizers makes it special?
Yeah, so right now we're in the start of spring. Soil temperatures are just running in the 73, 74 degrees here in the Orlando area, so it's definitely prime time fertilizer time. And the all-naturals, it's a really neat product. It's derived from a waste management recycling facility. And so they basically take the wastewater and treat it and make a nice fertilizer out of it. And so we're kind of helping on the environmental side as we're using a reclaimed process and helping them treat their wastewater and all those kind of things.
Well, that's really interesting. That takes a lot of great partnerships going on there. So it works. It is still slow release?
Oh, yes. It's so it's 100% slow release. The analysis is a 640, and it has, I believe, 2% iron, and it's all a natural product. They basically, when the water comes in, they take all the stuff out of it that they're trying to get. They heat it up, they granulate it, and then they make a really nice fertilizer. So it's 100% slow release. It's safe to use, as in it won't burn. You can dump the whole bag in one spot of your yard. Please don't do that. But if it happens, you'll just have one green spot in your yard. And so it's really safe for the kids, the animals, for the new homeowners learning to fertilize for the first time, it's definitely the way to go.
Well, that's great. Organic is the way to, you know, as much as possible, you know, people are wanting to have more organic products so for their landscape. So that works out really well. And it also doesn't affect our water supply. And so tell us how it's environmentally friendly.
Well, first it starts that we're using a reclaimed facility, so we're helping the water treatments. Second, that it's all slow-release fertilizer. And so it isn't breaking down as fast, and it can handle some of the water and all that other stuff. And then as it goes back into the soils and all that stuff, it's releasing organics back into the soil. And so it's allowing the natural process to kind of recycle back into the waters, and we'll have it back again, basically.
Exactly. And I think that's really good. That's important. So now you have several different products there. What can all natural be applied to?
Everything. That's the greatest thing about this product, your lawns, your trees, your shrubs, your roses, all those stuff. It's really great for just everything in your yard. It can be applied about once a month, and so you can apply it more often. What the really nice part about it is it won't burn. So in the summertime in Florida, especially when it gets in the 90s, and you're getting all the heat and kind of stressing out your yard a little bit, this is a great product to use, because it'll help slow everything down a little bit.
And so where can customers buy it? Where can customers buy it?
Oh, so at all Lowe's in the state of Florida, most of the Home Depots, and just about all the Ace Hardware's here in Central Florida.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't see it, they really should ask for it, because that's one of the ways you can get into the stores is that, you know, if they don't see a Sunnyland product that they really would like, is just go ahead and ask the store to bring it in for them.
Absolutely. Most of those stores, they have those advantages. They have that capability, especially if you can get to a store manager or garden manager, maybe not somebody at the register. But absolutely. You can also go on our website at sunnylandcorp.com, and we can help you find a bag or a local retailer for you. But yeah, there's many ways to find our products.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Lee. I certainly appreciate you coming on today and talking about the all-natural products. And you do have professional fertilizers for the landscape industry and for other, you have chinch bug products too as well.
Yes, ma'am. We have a full line of just about anything you're looking for, anything from the pro who's been doing it all your life to the homeowner who's never touched a bag of fertilizer in your life. We definitely have all the products for you, and you can, again, go on our website through all our social media avenues, or call you, and it definitely will get you on the right path.
Thank you so much. Yeah, now, that website is Sunnyland Corp. That's C-O-R-P, one word, Sunnyland, Sunnylandcorp.com. And you have all of the lines there that for homeowners and professionals that they can check out your products and find out where to get them.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Lee. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Teresa. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. And if you'd like, on April 26th, I am going to be at the Lowe's store in Sanford. This store is celebrating Earth Day with the city of Sanford, and we're going to have a lot of vendors, and Sunnyland is going to be there. And I'm going to be giving away rain gauges, but I'm also going to be designing landscapes. So if you are interested in having me look at your landscapes and photographs or, you know, drawings, you can come see me at the Lowe's on 1792 in Sanford on Saturday, April 26th. We're going to be celebrating Earth Day there, and I look forward to seeing you. I'll be there from 9 o'clock until 1 p.m. And for those of you who would like to have that website again, that is Sunnyland Corp. So Sunnylandcorp.com. And you just go to their products page, and you can see all of the line of the all-natural products there for your landscape, your lawns, your trees, your shrubs, and flowers. And it's organic, and you don't risk burning anything. So I'm just very excited about it now. You're going to want to stay tuned for the bottom of the half hour. I have Jan Johnson, the best-selling garden author, coming on, and she has a new book that is out today, and you're going to want to hear about Gardentopia. I'm very excited about her coming up. If you would like to go to my website, that website is www.she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com. What can you be planting right now? Well, right now, the flowers are amazing going out in the gardens. African daisies, ageratums, asters, bacopas, begonias, black-eyed Susans look great, blue days. Blue days are just little soldiers in the garden. They work very hard, and they just go for a really long time. They can take the heat and full sun. Blue days for a great ground cover. Bush daisies, cat whiskers, one of my favorite cat whiskers. Celosias, cleomys, coreopsis, our state wildflower. Cosmos, very pretty. I love the chocolate cosmos. And don't you think that would be appropriate to plant for Easter, chocolate cosmos? And then also chrysandras, Dalbert daisies, dioecias, gazanias and gaillardias. The two go hand in hand there. Gerber daisies, and then also goldenrod. Goldenrod looks wonderful in the garden. It is a tall yellow flower. You see it on the side of the roads. It is a native, but it doesn't cause allergies, so no worry about that. And so it just blooms at the same time as all the other plants that cause allergies, and it's gotten a bad rap. But goldenrod is a great butterfly and bee attractor, wonderful for having in your garden. Impatience, Joseph Coat. Joseph Coat has the burgundy foliage on it. It's a really nice touch in the garden to have that as a ground cover. Lantana, wonderful plant. Butterflies love it. Licorice plant has that soft green mossy colored look that you can add to containers or to hang in baskets, and it also provides a nice contrast when you're planting it in with other green ground covers. Also to Lysianthus, beautiful purple and white and pink flowers. They get to be about 2 feet tall. They are considered annuals. Marigolds are another hardworking annual in the garden. Melampodiums, Mexican sunflowers, Tithonias. Now, if you would like a butterfly pollinator attracting plant, Mexican sunflowers, Tithonias are it. They are the red orange. You know how we have in the Crayola box, crayon box, we had the orange red, and then we had the red orange. Well, Tithonias are the red orange. They have a little bit of blue colors in them, not as much as the yellows, and it's really very, very striking, and pollinators love them. Also, Million Bells. Those are called Calabacoas. They make great hanging baskets. Also, Moonflower, a vine that's amazing, blooms in the afternoon and evening, smells fragrance. Oh, it's just amazing. Then also Nicotiana, and then also Pentas, great butterfly attractors, periwinkles, porterweed, portulacas, purslane, salvias, and then sunflowers are doing wonderful. And you know what I like to do? I like to stagger my sunflower seeds. So you plant a couple of rows 1 week this week, and then next week you'll plant another couple of rows, and then just do that for 3 or 4 weeks, and then you will stagger the blooming period so that you have sunflowers through the summertime right into the fall. Then we have Terrinias and Zinnias. They make up all the wildflowers, but there's annuals that go into your colorful garden. We also have herbs that are doing really well right now. Your basil, your borage, cardamom. Cardamom is a tropical Caribbean herb, and it does very well here. It reminds me of growing gingers in the landscape. They look really good in the back, and they taste delicious. Chives. I love chives. Chives look beautiful in a butterfly garden too as well. Your herb garden, you can always use them. I love them on baked potatoes and in eggs. Coriander, dill. Dill is great for butterfly attracting and a larva plant for the monarch butterflies and swallowtails. Borage, and then lemon balm, oregano, Mexican tarragon. I love Mexican tarragon in béarnaise sauce. It's just amazing with your steaks. Mint makes a great ground cover. So many different varieties of mint. You can get pineapple mint. You can get peppermint, spearmint. And then also you can get the Girl Scout cookie mint. The chocolate mint tastes great with your ice cream. Then also rosemary, sage, savory, sweet marjoram, and thyme. And so those are the herbs that we can be planting right now. We're going to be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Stay tuned. We've got Blondine with Simon Seeds coming up next. Got to find out what's growing in her backyard.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins, host of In Your Backyard Gardening Show, heard Tuesdays at 12 p.m. on My790 AM. When I need gardening supplies, I stop by Simon Seeds in Leesburg. Simon Seeds Nursery has everything you need to make your yard beautiful and the garden productive, from seeds and plants to organic products and Sunnyland fertilizers. Blondine can help you grow your plants like a pro. Make your landscape the envy of your neighborhood. Visit Simon Seeds at 105 West Magnolia in downtown Leesburg, or call Blondine at 787-4415 and be on the way to the yard you've always dreamed of. Sunnyland Professional and All Natural Fertilizers is what Florida lawns and gardens require to keep them healthy, green, and growing. For over a century, Sunnyland has been your hometown team, making fertilizers in Florida specifically for our sandy soil conditions. You can purchase Sunnyland products, Right Green, Professional, and All Natural Fertilizers at Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. When you're looking for fertilizer for your lawn and garden, put your trust in Sunnyland. Sunnyland, keeping Florida green since 1884. And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. Beautiful day here today. We're going to be in the 70s and 80s this week. Get a little bit of rain today, and then we won't need to water for probably 4 to 5 days. You want to hold back on your watering, because when we get these rains, that's going to allow your root system to go deeper. Your roots of your grass go deeper when we get less rain. Let's go to Simon Seeds Nursery. I have Blondine. Good afternoon, Blondine.
Good afternoon.
It's a little rainy today, but it's a great time to put plants in the ground because it's easier to dig.
Exactly. Actually, the sun, right here in Leesburg, the sun is coming out right as we speak.
Wonderful. That is wonderful. And, you know, it's pushing off towards the south there, and so it's just going to be a great week to put beautiful flowers in the garden.
Yes, and we did need that rain, so we all should be thankful for it, that's for sure.
No, that is. What have you brought in this week for?
Oh, gosh, we've got lots of beautiful hibiscus.
Wonderful.
All different colors, some of the doubles and the singles, the yellow and the orange and the fiestas and the red leaf ones. We've also got some diplodemias.
Oh, wonderful. Those look like mandevillas and alabandas.
Mandevillas, yep, yep. And we have those in hanging baskets. We have them in just in like 3-gallon pots, which you could put them in like in a planter by your side door or something, you know, if you've got a real sunny spot, they do great. We also have mandevilla, by the way. We have them on trellis. We have the pink, the red, and the white, and some of them are a combination of red and white,
oh,
and they're very pretty.
I bet.
Gardenias are blooming, so we have those.
Oh, excellent.
And they're looking good. We have a couple different varieties of them.
Okay.
Justicia, we have the orange blooming one.
That's wonderful. That looks like a top of a peacock crest.
It does, or a paintbrush.
Exactly. And those are just a gorgeous orange.
They are a beautiful orange, and they look great with a purple tibuchina.
Oh, yes.
So we've got those. Apostle iris, or the walking iris, are great right now. They're blooming as well. So we have some of these, lots of different annuals, zinnias, some of the verbenas.
Oh, nice.
We have some of the profusion zinnias, which are very disease resistant. I like them a lot.
Sure.
And cosmos, taurinia, which is summer pansies.
Yes.
They love the heat that, you know, eventually we'll have.
Yeah, no, they'll do fine now. They'll do. They'll go
oh,
all the way
will,
into
they
fall.
They will, yes, yes. Purslane and portulaca, of course, gazania daisies. We have gerbers and also gillardias. So right now is a great time to get those that perennial garden going for sure.
And the butterflies will love it.
Yes, right now I can't tell you how many butterflies we have. They're everywhere. And it's true that you do have to put larval food out, but it's so important to put nectar food
sure.
out as well, and that can be so many different things. So we have that going on. Grass seeds, we're kind of switching over right now, so we're going to be giving up on the rye and going into... as a nurse crop, I'm speaking of now,
right.
Probably like a brown top millet, you know, to mix with your bahia grass to get it going. So we have that. So we do have the bahia. Centipede will be coming in this week as well.
Okay. And that comes in seed bags. How big are the bags?
The bags of centipede, you know, are like a pound. And people are always a little surprised at the cost, but a pound of centipede will do 2,000 to 4,000 square feet.
Wow.
So it's actually like the equivalent of 10 pounds of the Argentine bahia. So ultimately, it's not any more expensive at all than your bahias.
Sure, sure.
But it is a small seed, and you do have to, you know, make some preparations, you know, to get it to germinate.
Sure.
Let's see what else. We've got sun patient and we have impatient, which we haven't had in a couple years. So I'm hoping this is a new variety that's not susceptible to the downy mildew that's been decimating the.
Sure. No, I haven't seen it in a long time. So I've been putting in the patients and they've been doing really well. So I'm sure that the new varieties
are good.
We go through cycles.
Same with basil. We now have basil. We haven't had basil in probably 2 years.
Sure.
The little plants. So I'm sure these are new varieties that are tolerant. Great selection of herbs. We've got you know stevia. We've got tarragon. All different kinds of mints and lemongrass and bay leaf trees, and we have lantana lavender.
Right.
So, and we have lantana also, but anyway.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. Now, also, too, can people get grass at Simon Seed?
Yes.
Do you bring it in?
We have the grass seed, yes. We sell it by the pound or by the 50.
Okay.
So, you know, that's,
and then roses, and then we're also too. I'm just going to put it out there for people to start thinking about Easter and Easter lilies and hydrangeas.
Yes, now's the time to book them because we've got our orders in, but you know the supply will get low at some point.
Right.
So yes, hydrangeas, 6-inch and 8-inch, and Easter lilies in different types of pots, you know, single, doubles, triples.
Sure.
So by all means, do give us a heads up on your...
Yeah, especially if they're getting a big order or they'd like
to do their church
or, you know, nursing home or, you know,
absolutely.
Or having a party. That would be really nice to do. And they will come back. If they put the Easter lilies in the ground, they do come back.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely.
And so also, too, just a real quick note, what about the chickens, the chicks?
Oh, yeah, we still have a few chicks available and we have more coming in. So come and see us, and all of our chickens are girls. We have no roosters, so they're guaranteed
to lay. So the neighbors will like them, yes.
And they come from a very reputable source, and we never lose any of them. So by all means, come and see us.
Excellent. Blondine, tell everybody where Simon C's Nursery is located in downtown Leesburg.
We're located downtown Leesburg on Magnolia Street at the corner of Magnolia and First, right next to the police station. We're open from 8 till 5:30 Monday through Friday, 8 till 1 on Saturday. And you can give us a call at any time at 787-4415.
Thank you so much, Blondine.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Simon C's Nursery is a great place to go and walk through. You're going to find a plant that you will need for your garden, and it's just going to be wonderful. So, check it out. Simon C's Nurseries. If you would like to order the Easter lilies or the hydrangeas, go ahead and give her a call, 787-4415, 787-4415. And we have coming up Jan Johnson. She is the garden author of the Gardentopia. All of her books have been bestsellers. You're going to want to hear her interview. I'm very excited to have her on. It's quite an honor. And Jan Johnson, the garden author, landscape designer, and she will be with us just after the word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling.
And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. Teresa Watkins here. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and host of In Your Backyard, heard every Tuesday here at 12 o'clock. And you can check out more on my website, www.she-consulting.com. Now, springtime is one of my favorite seasons. It's a season of growth and creation in the garden. And when we go into our gardens, we usually want to kind of rejuvenate and refresh our gardens in the springtime. Designing a garden to fit your personality and desires, I have people telling me all the time, I don't know what to do. Well, with me today is Jan Johnson. She is a landscape designer who has been designing and installing gardens and landscapes for 40 years with her company Johnson Landscape and Ponds in New York and all over the world. And I just have to say, welcome to In Your Backyard, Jan. You are one of my heroes.
Oh, thank you so much, Teresa.
Well, it's just a real pleasure. I was thrilled to find out you were doing Gardentopia. It is out on the bookshelves today.
Today, yep.
It is, and what a great way to start off the springtime. And it was a wonderful book. I loved reading it. And I just... it's called Gardentopia, Design Basics for Creating Beautiful Outdoor Spaces. So the photographs are amazing. How did you come to write this book?
Well, you see, I've been in the garden design profession for 45 years, dare I say that?
Yeah.
And horticulture. And my husband and I have run a landscape design build business up in New York for the last 33 years. So I had a lot of gardens and a lot of information to share after all that time.
A lot of success stories. And I know you've seen things that you never thought you would. And so you're going to help everybody out with advice. You give over 130 of your best design tips. And so,
and the way that came about is kind of interesting. Can I share that with
sure,
you?
Sure, please go right ahead.
Well, in addition to designing and building beautiful landscapes for homeowners, I also teach landscape design down at the New York Botanic Gardens and also at Columbia University. And invariably, a student in my design classes would always raise their hand and say, "So what are the rules?" And I would say, "Well, there are no rules. You have to know proportion and scale. You have to know your favorite plants. You have to know the soil." And that would not satisfy them. That was like, I want to know the rules. I mean, I can relate to that.
Sure.
So as I was out on the job sites doing whatever we do, I would say, "Oh, this could be a rule. Oh, maybe what I'm doing right now could be a rule." And it wasn't really a rule. It was what I call design basic. And then I would attach kind of a fun name that my students could remember to each of these little rules or tips.
Uh-huh.
And after I got to about 40 of them and I'd share them with the class, I thought, oh, I have to share this with a larger audience. And that's how that came about.
And that's me and a lot of other people out there. That is wonderful. I love that story. And so in the book, what aspects of design do you focus on?
Well, you know, there's five sections in the book, and each section is quite meaty. I try to give a lot of information, but I don't want it to go on and on. So each of the 135 tips is only, you know, maybe about 120, 125 words. But I also make sure that the captions have all the plant names in them, because, you know, it's so frustrating sometimes to see a beautiful photo of a garden,
right,
and then they never tell you what that plant is.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Or what time of the year it is.
Or what time of the year, or how. So that's one thing. But the other thing is that, yes, there's five sections, and the first one is about garden design and artful accents, but the other sections, one section is called Color in the Garden, which is just a great, fun tips on color, which, of course, everybody loves that.
Sure. Everybody wants to have a colorful garden. I think that's wonderful.
Especially in Florida.
I know. We can do it 365 days a year.
I know.
We love that. And so one of my favorite little bits that you talked about was power spots. That
got
me very excited because I love that idea, that concept. So explain what a power spot is and how should gardeners try and find these?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The term power spot just came to me one day. I said, well, this is the power spot. And my client looks at me and says, what's that? And I said, well, it's just any place in your yard, no matter how small. I have a very small backyard. But it's any spot in your yard that just feels good. It feels a little bit better than all the other areas. And
sure.
I tell people, just walk around. Just walk around and see, oh, this, I'd like to put a chair here, you know, or I'd like, you know. Just someplace that feels a little bit special. It could be the high point of a lawn. And when I say high point, you know, it could be 12 inches high or not a big.
Right.
Or it could be underneath a beautiful tree. And then you say, oh, this is the power spot. There's no, you know, and the place that I determined to be a power spot might be different from yours. But, hey, that's what garden
design. What makes each gardening unique.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's wonderful. And so in reading through, you really help with the basics and understanding shapes in the garden.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I love the way you worded it. And I can tell you're just a fantastic teacher. And
oh,
so tell us how to design circles. I love that one.
Circles in the garden. Well, you know, when I teach the class and I tell the students, okay, try your hand at something. The first thing people do is try to design with circles, which I think is so fascinating, right? Because we live in a rectangular world. I mean,
everybody,
our houses
yes.
are rectangular, and then people start with circles. And I always say circles are all about circles. They are all about themselves. They do not play well with others. It's very hard to kind of mesh a circular shape in with other shapes in your yard. So you got to be careful, because the circle, like, it's the central point of the circle that's so that compels you. So you could do a circular driveway and put something in the middle, and that works beautifully. But to do that in your backyard is hard.
Sure.
However, we all love circles, and we love sitting in circles, and we talk in circles. And so, you know, so maybe you do a half circle or something like that. Yeah, it's like... Yeah, they're very compelling. Yeah,
exactly. And then Mother Nature doesn't draw straight lines.
You're so right.
You know, and so having the meandering pathways, the circles, the arcs, you know, the angles that have curves on them, it's just really interesting. And I think it makes it exciting when we're walking through a garden.
Exactly. And I have another tip that says why we love rounded forms in the garden. We're wired to prefer those rounded forms, like the seeds and the fruit and eggs, you know, they're all such organic shapes. And so when we have curving walks, like you said, it just calms us down.
It does.
And
it
rounded
does.
Pots. I always try to put rounded planters in the garden. Just, you know.
I know. I'm sure you're going to have an opportunity to do that.
Now, yeah.
But you provide a holistic approach so that the holistic approach to the whole design garden. So you want to think about it in general all the way throughout. But you also provide little details like art and garden accoutrements, and you gave great pictures. What's your favorite non-organic item to put into a garden?
Oh, what a great question. Okay, I would have to say a bench. And I would have to say a stone bench. And the reason for that, you know, stone or cast stone, you know, it doesn't have to be pure stone.
Right.
Cast stone bench, which is really kind of stone pieces mixed with concrete, but you can't tell, is because, first of all, we all have to have a place to sit in order to enjoy ourselves outside.
Mm-hmm.
But you may not want to have, like, the sitting of a chair, because then you're kind of, you know, you've kind of said, okay, I'm going to stay here a while. Whereas if you have a little stone bench, you could sit there for maybe 5 minutes and then move on. And the other reason I like it is because it grounds us. You know, we're so busy these days looking at screens and all that it's nice to just get in there. If you don't have your hands in the dirt, you can mm-hmm. at least sit on a stone bench and kind of connect with the earth.
Sure, sure. I understand that. So can you stay through the commercial break? I know we're coming up on a hard break.
Sure.
All right, that'll be great. We're talking to Jan Johnson, and she is the author of Gardentopia. And let me get you the whole name of it there. It's Design Basics for Creating Beautiful Outdoor Spaces, Gardentopia. It's out on the bookshelves today. We're going to come back and we're going to discuss themed gardens, my passion, and then also Florida plants and what to do here in Florida. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Your Backyard, Teresa Watkins here on Real Country AM 790 WLBE.
Row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Sunnyland Professional and All Natural Fertilizers is what Florida lawns and gardens require to keep them healthy, green, and growing. For over a century, Sunnyland has been your hometown team, making fertilizers in Florida specifically for our sandy soil conditions. You can purchase Sunnyland products, Right Green, Professional, and All Natural Fertilizers at Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. When you're looking for fertilizer for your lawn and garden, put your trust in Sunnyland. Sunnyland, keeping Florida green since 1884. Hi, this is Teresa Watkins, host of In Your Backyard Gardening Show, heard Tuesdays at 12 p.m. on My 790 AM. When I need gardening supplies, I stop by Simon Seeds in Leesburg. Simon Seeds Nursery has everything you need to make your yard beautiful and the garden productive, from seeds and plants to organic products and Sunnyland fertilizers. Blondine can help you grow your plants like a pro. Make your landscape the envy of your neighborhood. Visit Simon Seeds at 105 West Magnolia in downtown Leesburg, or call Blondine at 787-4415 and be on the way to the yard you've always dreamed of. And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. I'm just talking to garden author Jan Jensen. She's a landscape designer, and she has a lot more gardening books out there. But her book, Gardentopia, Design Basics for Creating Beautiful Outdoor Spaces, is out today. You can go to the stores and get it. You can go on to Amazon and get it. We'll be talking about that in just a minute. Jan, themed gardens. This was a chapter, one of the sections in Gardentopia. I loved it. You have some great ideas. What is your favorite theme to install for a client?
Well, you can imagine, you don't have to have this as your theme. It's your theme all the time. But my favorite theme, being up here in the north, is the tropical splash theme.
Isn't that funny how we, yes, tropical splash. That is wonderful.
I named all these different themes, and I just thought, oh, tropical splash, that's the one for me. I wonder if I'm trying to tell myself something, you know?
Maybe one day.
Yes.
But Gardentopia can be applied to gardening anywhere in the world. So that's what you're generic, but you're specific in the details, but it can be applied anywhere. So you mentioned some great plants that will do well in the South, and I was very pleased about that. I could see your tropical instincts coming out. So give us some of the plants that are must-haves for Florida.
Oh, for Florida. Okay. Well, you're in Orlando area, right?
Yes.
So I guess for your area, we can still do all these wonderful ferns, can't we?
Yes.
Like the southern ferns and the magnolias. Oh, my goodness. You guys have the best magnolias. You know those ground leaf magnolias?
They're wonderful.
Help me with the name of those, but yeah.
Grandifloras?
Yes, yes. I mean, we can't do any of that. And, of course, the jacaranda.
Beautiful. I love the jacaranda.
Right? I mean, the colors are just fantastic. And I have to say that the tababuya.
We just finished blooming, and they were amazing this year.
Right? It's got to be the standout for me.
It is. I think if we had a little bit more planted, it would rival the Cherry Blossom Festival.
I think you're absolutely right about that. Yeah, and they do so well in your area, don't they?
They do. The hot yellows, the Peter Max yellows and Peter Max pinks.
Oh, my goodness.
They do very well. But in the tropicals, I love that you use Persian Shield in the book.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, the Persian Shield, when I talk about it, the last chapter of my book, the last section is my favorite plants. And the Persian Shield one, I actually took that photo in your... The Lou Botanical Gardens?
Yeah, Lou Gardens. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, it's one of my favorite places to go.
Yeah, so, and of course, all the flowers that I talk about, you guys can plant, and the caladiums, oh my goodness. And,
I know, we really are very, very lucky here. So now, here in Florida, we have seasonal residents, and they have zero lot lines, very tiny yards.
Oh, I know about that, yeah.
Yes. What kind of advice can you give for designing smaller spaces so that they feel larger?
Well, one thing, it's counterintuitive, but the first thing I tell people is to establish the edges. Plant along your edges, because once you kind of contain your space, and that could be with a screen or a fence, you know, a screen fence, or it could be with plants, all of a sudden everything on the inside appears larger.
Okay.
So first thing you do is you plant up or you fence up the edges of your small property. I have a postage stamp of a yard, so it's exactly what I did. And then what you can do on the inside is you can create what I call a dry stream, which I have a section on that here, the intriguing dry stream. And I did that in my little yard. You kind of dig a little trench that looks like a stream, although it's not a real stream, of course.
Right. It's a faux stream.
That's right. And you fill it with some rocks that you can get at the gravel store, and then maybe line it with a rock or two, and then plant your little plants along the sides of it. And it looks like a little piece of heaven in your small backyard.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, speaking of heaven, you have other books that you have written that are just dynamic. Heaven is a Garden.
Yeah.
And that is designing spaces, serene spaces for inspiration and reflection.
Yeah.
And that's a really good book if you'd like to have meditation areas or you would like a little spot that's a little piece of heaven in your own backyard.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that one really was a labor of love for me.
It was really good. And the other one is another favorite of mine, The Spirit of Stone, 101 Practical and Creative Stonescaping Ideas for Your Garden. And what is it about stone that you just love?
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I thought to myself, now how am I going to write a whole book about stone, natural stone? And of course, what happened is I wrote way too much and had to cut it way back. It just seems like... Now I know that you have different kinds of stone over there, but what I find is that stone is very meditative, it's very serene. You don't have to do anything to make it grow. You don't have to weed it. You don't have to clean it. It's hardy all the time or tolerates hot temperatures and humid temperatures. It's just great, and it creates a great contrast to the plant.
That's wonderful. Well, those two books, The Spirit of Stone and Heaven is a Garden, can be gotten where on Amazon? Where else can they get it besides Amazon?
Well, and one thing I wanted to tell people is that my last name is Johnsen, J-O-H-N-S-E-N.
Right.
Right, Johnsen. So, so of course you can get it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all those outlets. And, of course, your local independent bookstore, which... I adore.
Which is very, very important. That is true.
Yeah.
So it is Jan Johnson, Gardentopia, and then you can also look for The Spirit of Stone and Heaven is a Garden, Jan Johnson. And so can they get signed copies?
Oh, yes, they can get signed copies if they go to my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Serenity in the Garden blog is my Facebook page.
Okay.
And then just send a message.
Oh, that'll be great. Respond. And I will have. And so that is your website, too, is the Serenity.
Well, that's what I'm using right now on the Facebook, because it seems that a lot of people like to, write in Facebook. So what I respond to the most. Serenity in the Garden blog on Facebook.
Wonderful. Jan Jensen, thank you so much for coming on today. I certainly do appreciate it. The book is amazing.
Thank you.
It is. I'm really thrilled about it. It's something that I'm going to pick up and read over and over again because it's just got little details that you pick up each time. And so that's called Gardentopia. And you can go to your bookstores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and you can find it there. You can also go to Jan Johnson's blog, Serenity in a Garden, on Facebook. And I will also post it on my Facebook, too, as well, and send it out today so you can catch that. Gardentopia, Design Basics for Creating Beautiful Outdoor Spaces. Thank you, Jan, so much.
Thank you, Teresa. Bye.
Bye-bye. And I'm just thrilled. You don't know how amazing Jan is, and her gardens are just reflect her knowledge and her depth of passion of gardening. So you need to get Gardentopia. If you want to create your own garden, or if you just want to be inspired and look through the book, it is amazing. Gardentopia, Design Basics for Creating Beautiful Outdoor Spaces. And so that is out today. You can get it on Amazon, and you can also go to her Facebook page if you'd like a signed copy, Jan Johnson, and that is Serenity in a Garden. And that's the Facebook page, Serenity in a Garden. I am so thrilled that she could come on today, and it's just amazing. Also, I'd like to thank Lee Moore. He is the chemical division manager for Sunnyland Fertilizers for coming on today and telling us about all natural products. You want to look for them in Lowe's and Home Depot, also Ace Hardware stores, and then also your independent nurseries. You can ask for it by name, Sunnyland's professional and all natural fertilizers and lawn products. And so I do appreciate Lee coming on today too as well. Let's see, what can you be doing right now? Well, I'm noticing that palm trees are getting cut. Now, if you're cutting palm trees, you want to cut them 9 to 2 and you only want to take the brown fronds off. Now, when I say 9 to 2, that's the clock face. Okay, so when you're doing a clock, the 180 degrees, that arc right there, 9 to 2, you don't want to do 10 to 1, you don't want to do 11 to 12, you only want to take off totally brown. If it's got green on it, leave it. Totally brown fronds, and you want it to have as many fronds as possible. Palm trees are monocots, and they need every frond that they have to go through photosynthesis. And if they don't have a lot of palm fronds, they're going to be stressed and more susceptible to insects and disease. So keep as many of the palm fronds on as possible. No hurricane pruning, no 11 to 1 cuts, no 10 to 2s, 9 to 3 cuts, that 180. All right. Also, too, get your fertilizing done. You can also be pruning your azaleas that have finished blooming, and also your hydrangeas that have finished blooming, your camellias that have finished blooming. Also, too, the April newsletter went out. So if you would like to receive my newsletter in your backyard on what to do each month in your garden, then you can email me at teresa.watkins@live.com, or you can go to my webpage or connect with me on Facebook, teresa.watkins@live.com. Facebook, I will post my April newsletter, and on it, you can subscribe to it and get it first. So I certainly do appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jay and Tracy. I certainly do appreciate it. We are going to be at the Lowe's in Sanford, April 26th, come by and see me. You can bring your landscapes in, and I can give you some direction on that, some advice, some helpful tips, and help you buy plants. All right? So that'll make a great Earth Day. Take care, everybody. Remember, water's not only your right, it's your responsibility. See you next week. Make this garden grow.
All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling